This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for August 6, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. The rebooted The Spread weekly video series about options is getting better and better. We have a new format, multiple contributors, including outside experts, offering the term of the week. Patrick Lothian redesigned the look and feel of it, and my son Robbie Lothian actually does the editing as a side gig. Suzanne Cosgrove is the producer of the series and a major contributor. It is short of snark, but longer on quality content. This week, I look at the success so far of MIAX's Spikes futures and MEMEX's volume numbers. I also comment on Howard Lutnick's new futures exchange, though I will have more to say on that later when more details are known. But hey, it is a new era of exchange competition, with MGEX now part of MIAX, and startup exchanges The Small Exchange and Ferrex bringing innovation to customers. We have some questions internally about how well our cannabis and hemp coverage is being received. These are commodities that are in their infancy in terms of investment and standardization, but have great potential. Do you like the coverage? Does it help you keep your eye on these emerging products? Let us know what you think. MEMEX released the second episode of its X Sessions member video series. MEMEX CEO Jonathan Keller sat down with Samara Epstein-Cohen and Hubert DeJesus from BlackRock to discuss their future vision, technology innovation, market advocacy issues, and more. You can watch the full episode with a link in today's newsletter. A message from SGX. As of the 6th of August 2021 at 6:49 p.m., please be informed that due to website maintenance, there will be intermittent access to our site from 8 a.m. on the 7th of August to 8 p.m. on the 8th of August, Singapore time. We apologize for any inconvenience caused. We're in a dry spell for donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign, as we have not had a donation in a while. Today, we will publish part two of our interview with longtime CBOT member Bruce Williams, a street-smart Southside kid who wanted to be a tennis player but found his way to the exchange through Ray Conman. Williams is very forthcoming and has a lot to say. The Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation reported a record for adult-use cannabis sales in July, a total of nearly $128 million for the month, which was up $12 million from June. The tally does not include sales of medical marijuana. Observers note that recreational sales likely got a boost from visitors to Lollapalooza, held in Chicago's Grant Park at the end of July. See details with a link in today's newsletter, Suzanne Cosgrove reported. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. We have a special message from our friends at JPX. Launch of the new JGate platform. JPX will offer one of the most liquid derivatives markets in Asia. On September 21st, 2021, Osaka Exchange Inc. and Tokyo Commodity Exchange Inc., JPX, will upgrade their JGate derivatives trading system. The new JGate is based on the Genium iNet trading system and will offer lower latency and higher throughput for world-class trading performance. Itch and ouch protocols, extended trading hours, and new flex derivatives and energy-based futures that will deliver a new era in trading convenience. Click on a link in today's newsletter for more information. Here is a story from Bloomberg. The era of cheap natural gas ends as prices surge by 1,000%. High prices seen sticking as demand jumps amid weak supplies. Energy transitions focus on gas to impact global economy. The era of cheap natural gas is over, giving way to an age of far more costly energy that will create ripple effects across the global economy. Natural gas used to generate electricity and heat homes was abundant and cheap during much of the last decade, amid a boom in supply from the U.S. to Australia. That came crashing to a halt this year as demand drastically outpaced new supply. European gas rates reached a record this week, while deliveries of the liquefied fuel in Asia are near an all-time high for this time of year. That is a burn-the-furniture-for-heat kind of price increase. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Chicago World's Fair of Money to unveil a private coin collection worth millions of dollars. A private collection of more than 400 vintage U.S. coins worth millions of dollars will be exhibited for the first time in 20 years at the Chicago World's Fair of Money from October 10th to 14th. Known as the Tyrant Collection, it was secretly amassed over a 20-year period by a Southern California tech executive named the Tyrant, according to Stack Bowers Galleries, a leading rare coin auction house, which is helping promote the debut exhibition. My comment, they had me at Chicago's World Fair. Here's a story from the New York Times. Get vaccinated, get masks, it's the only way out of this. This is an editorial from the editorial board. The United States is firmly entrenched in another coronavirus surge, and it seems that many leaders around the country still have not learned the most important lesson of the past 18 months. It takes quick, decisive action and clear communication to get ahead of this virus. Temporary restrictions now are the only way to avoid more stringent ones down the line. We know that masks work, that vaccines work, that mandates work to keep schools, restaurants, and other businesses and institutions open, and to bring the Delta variant to heel, communities will need to use all these tools together. My comment, yes, yes, and yes. Here are the top three most read stories from Thursday's JLN. Our most read story Thursday was the Wall Street Journal's two ex-Bank of America traders accused of spoofing found guilty. They were convicted of rigging precious metals prices on the CME. Second was Bruce Williams. He found love of open outcry trading through tennis, part one, a John Lothian video interview from JLN. Third was the New York Times going for broke in crypto land about hype coins. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.